What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
We have some major breaking news. California Governor Gavin Newsom just smacked the Trump administration with a massive lawsuit less than an hour after Donald Trump walked in front of the cameras outside the White House and greenlit the arrest of the California governor with no grounds to arrest him, no law that he's broken, no reason whatsoever. No one in the Trump administration could cite any sort of law that Governor Newsom has broken. So this is pure, unfettered authoritarianism right in front of us. Now, Governor Newsom decided to fight back. He's not going to roll over. He is taking it to the courts with a very, very sharp lawsuit. And I think the onus is on us to break down what this lawsuit says, because this is big. So let's just start with the headline. Governor Newsom tweeted out 30 minutes ago, as of Monday, June 9th, "New, we are suing Donald Trump. This is a manufactured crisis. He is creating fear and terror to take over a state militia and violate the U.S. Constitution. The illegal order he signed could allow him to send the military into any state he wishes. And this is true. There is no geographical boundary on this memorandum that Trump signed. And when you fail to cite a specific geographic boundary, the implication there is that there's no boundary. You can send the military into any state. You can mobilize the National Guard of any state against them. Every governor, says Newsom, red or blue, should reject this outrageous overreach. There's a lot of hyperbole out there. This isn't that. This is an unmistakable step toward authoritarianism that threatens the foundation of our republic. We cannot let it stand." And it's worth going into what the lawsuit says just a little bit, because this comes at a key moment. Right after Trump, on the White House lawn, says that Tom Homan should arrest California Governor Gavin Newsom. Even Fox News is airing clips of a protest now breaking out in Atlanta, but they're struggling to find any violence there. They're showing the horror of a band playing. It's literally just a band playing.
Fox News alert now. We are going to show you two live shots of these planned protests. One screen left, Los Angeles, 11:30 in the morning there. That is now underway. It looks like a band performing to a crowd in the streets there. All of this as we see crowds building in Atlanta, 2:30 local time there. You can see megaphones and signs up.
They're trying to say it like it's scary. They're like, we are now switching to planned protests. Major breaking news alert. There seems to be a band playing in Los Angeles, and there seems to be signs in Atlanta.
Early in the afternoon, as we saw what happened in Los Angeles, where the anti-ICE rioters set fire to driverless cars, looting stores, attacking federal agents, as well as LAPD. President Trump weighing in just a short time ago when asked if he think Gavin Newsom, in the wake of all this, should be arrested based on what's happened in LA. He said that he believes it would be a great thing. Gavin Newsom is fired.
Absolutely despicable. Republicans talk about states' rights when it comes to abortion or vaccines or education, yet they are completely okay with the president of the United States reaching in to a state, you know, scrambling up what they're doing, threatening to arrest the governor. They're only okay if that president is orange, in my opinion. But let's continue and read this statement from Attorney General Rob Bonta from California. I think this is very, very important. He says, Attorney General Rob Bonta, Governor Newsom, challenged Trump orders seeking to federalize California National Guard. California Attorney General Rob Bonta and Governor Gavin Newsom today sued Donald Trump and Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth in response to their orders seeking to federalize the California Guard for 60 days under 10 U.S.C. 12406. In the early hours of Sunday morning, the U.S. Department of Defense, at the direction of the president, redirected thousands of National Guard troops from San Diego to Los Angeles without authorization from the governor and against the wishes of the local law enforcement and the governor and everyone in the state. In total, the department intends to deploy 2,000 troops from across the state, an inflammatory escalation unsupported by conditions on the ground. Very well said. In a lawsuit being filed today, Attorney General Bonta and Governor Newsom will ask the court to hold unlawful and set aside the president's order. Quote, President Trump's order over the objections of the governor is unnecessary and counterproductive. On Friday and Saturday, June 6th and 7th, U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement conducted multiple immigration raids in downtown Los Angeles. These raids were met with multiple protests. But the game that's being played here is almost a self-feedback loop of escalation. And what I mean by that is, after undertrained ICE agents barged into majority Latino neighborhoods and started to enact reckless immigration policies, detaining people at the worst places possible, then you start to see some counter protests. But they were just small, scattered protests, right? Then the Trump administration, figures from the Trump administration, including Tom Homan, Caroline Leavitt, Stephen Miller, start to flood the airwaves on TV and on X and say, hey, these protests are unlawful. We'll start arresting people. You need to immediately scatter or else it's going to get bad. Well, what that does is it inflames more tensions on the ground. Then more people start hearing about these protests and hear, wait a minute, the Trump administration is arresting people? I'm going to go out there and protest. Then, of course, inevitably, there are agitators in every single protest. That is inevitable. It's going to happen. But the agitators should be shunned because the vast majority, 99.9% of people protesting, are there peacefully trying to protest the authoritarian policies of this regime, right? So then you just see this never-ending escalatory cycle where after you have a few agitators, then Fox News one more time blasts those videos of agitators, and then Trump calls in the National Guard thinking all of LA is under fire. When I've talked to multiple people who live in LA, 99.9% of people living in LA are going about their daily lives. Now, I'm sure some people in the comment section live in LA. I'm sure some of you have attended the protests, but the vast majority of people in LA, if you just look at the numbers, are going about their lives. There are millions and millions and millions of people that live in LA. The argument that Newsom is making is President Trump's unprecedented order attempts to usurp state authority and resources via 10 USC, a statute that has been invoked on its own only once before in modern history, and for highly unusual circumstances, when President Richard Nixon called upon the National Guard to deliver the mail during the 1970 Postal Service strike. This is also the first time since 1965, when President Johnson sent troops to Alabama to protect civil rights demonstrators, that a president has activated a state's National Guard without a request from the state's governor. A massive, massive escalation. Here, Governor Newsom did not request that the state's National Guard be federalized, as local authorities were managing the situation on the ground and openly expressed concern that bringing in the National Guard could inflame the situation. After the president plowed ahead with his order, the governor sent a letter to Secretary Hegseth requesting that the DOD rescind its unlawful deployment of troops. In a lawsuit being filed today, Attorney General Bonta and Governor Newsom will ask the court to hold that the president and Department of Defense's orders federalizing the California National Guard are unlawful, arguing that, one, the federalization of the California National Guard deprives California of resources to protect itself and its citizens, and of critical responders in the event of state emergency. 10 USC requires that Governor Newsom consent to federalization of the National Guard, which Governor Newsom was not given the opportunity to do prior to their deployment. Oh, look, Donald Trump violating consent. Who would have thought? I'm not even making a cheeky joke there. Genuinely, who would have thought? The president's unlawful order infringes on Governor Newsom's role as commander-in-chief of the California National Guard and violates the state's sovereign right to control and have available its National Guard in the absence of a lawful invocation of federal power. Very well said. My question to you is, when the lawsuit drops, when the actual lawsuit drops later today, should I make a video? Should I go live and cover it? We have been covering every single step of this escalation while also trying to have balanced coverage about, you know, Elon, the military parade, the big beautiful bill. We have a video coming about that later. So we have videos about everything. I made a video about Russia and Ukraine yesterday, so we can't get swept up just in this, but this is big, y'all. So I'm going to keep covering it. I love you all. Like the video below and peace out.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to FinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.